Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, I am together with friends from the customer experience war game, and we are in contact since several years. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Gregory?
I'm super happy and super thrilled to kick off this discussion. I am already feeling the passion and the energy that you are bringing in everything and the positivity. And therefore, I am really keen to kick off this discussion. But before we start discussing, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Julie Tanner-Lawson. I am right now a consultant in customer experience. I do some consultation and some training also. I'm based in Canada, Montreal. I have customers in Canada, and right now I'm working more on the French side of countries, specifically in Africa, to bring this knowledge about customer experience. I've been doing this consultancy since 2019. Before that, I was call center director. And then at this time, we weren't even calling it customer experience, right? We were just doing customer service and then adding more and more to it. So this is where my passion started. But now I am thrilled to be a consultant because I work with different kinds of companies, industries, and I get to choose. I also have a podcast like you, in French, this one, and which is called CX au quotidien. And I also, what else do I do? Oh my God, I'm trying to think about it. Yes, I do organize French Customer Experience Summit on a yearly basis for African French-speaking countries. So my focus right now, to be honest, is on the French side of Africa, even if I work here also in Canada. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Julie. And you said two words that I would like to deep dive later because I still have one question about you, but bringing new perspectives, this is, I think, the interesting topic that we are going to discuss today. However, before we kick off with this topic, which values drive you in life?
Okay, well, my first value is no box, okay, which means I don't put people in boxes and I don't get to be in a box. So I like differences. So that's the main thing in my life that drives me. And I tend to use that in my work also, right? I don't say to people, this is how exactly you have to do it. We try to do it the way it's better for the people. The second thing is, I would say, resilience. For me, there's always a way, right? It's a matter of finding it and doing it and trying again and again and finding the proper way to do it. And the last thing, I think it's people. I feed on people, on giving and receiving from people. So that's the three main values that I work with. Yeah.
I know you better as a giver, giving to the other people, as also when we work together at the Customer Experience War Game. It was an incredible experience also for me, all the great ideas that you had and you were bringing into our work. But now let's kick off. And I really like these two words, bringing a fresh perspective, a new perspective. You said you are working on a French-speaking side of customer experience, but you are working in Canada, in the USA, and in Africa. Could you please provide an overview of the current customer experience landscape across these countries?
Okay, So there's two differences. Like the English speaking countries, like provinces, and the French speaking provinces / countries. So on the English side, I will say that customer experience is well known, okay, and applied in different sizes of companies, everything. The challenge is on the French side, okay, whether in Canada, in North America, or in Africa, where it's the maturity is really at the introduction side, because people tend to think that customer experience is only customer service. That's it. Okay. No strategy, only there to be an expensive, anything like that. So that's the main differences right now that I can see in both markets, that the French side, French-speaking countries are less knowledgeable about what customer experience really is. And so therefore, they're going into it, but really not understanding it a lot.
One point that you mentioned is, for example, missing strategy. And I know that you are also a strategist in your consulting activities. We often empathize how important strategy is in customer experience and linking back also to the business strategy. Could you please describe your approach, how you are developing and implementing an effective CX strategy for a company?
Well, so because I'm not talking specifically about the French side of the countries, okay? Where it's something like that they're trying to understand. So what we tend to do is to always link the CX strategy to the business global strategy. So that makes sense for them by default, right? And I tend to push them to try to understand more and more the customers, which I think is not something that is natural, I will say like that, specifically in French countries. They tend to say that they do it, but they don't really do it. They do surveys, but they don't do anything with it. So focusing on understanding the customers, making sure that the strategy that we're going to choose is related to what the business is doing and what to achieve, and then gather everyone around it. So I teach them that customer experience is a support function, not some standalone thing that you do by yourself. Try to make yourself understanding other people, other part of a business, and then support them in achieving the same goal that you all have. So that's the main thing I'm trying to like implement and like make them understand the most in building the strategy. Then after that, we talk about governance and building an action plan, finding KPIs, being able to measure, and being able to also demonstrate the impact that you're having. Because at this stage, most of executive committees do not trust the process of customer experience. So RAM is like a waste of time. So I tend to, when I coach directors or people in customer experience, to make them make it like, create this system where every time you want to do something, make sure you can provide the impact before, after. Whether it's financially, productivity, whatever, but you need to be able to do it so that you can build your credibility in the company.
And I really like this topic because at some point in time, companies create this strategy. Some companies have the CX strategy, some companies are trying to deliver that. And there are different ways to do that. You shared one very important and well-known. However, a lot of companies take this strategy, and you mentioned that earlier, they put that in a box and they close the box and they forget that and then continue doing the daily business. What's your view on that?
Well, the thing is, for me, start with how the CX department or the people working with CS are able to bring it inside the company, right? So that's where the soft skills are important for me when you are in this position, specifically in these French countries companies. You need to be able to go with it, ask other people what they want to achieve, bring them value, right? So yes, you're going to have to go. Most of the company, big ones, okay, they tend to have CX objectives because they are in groups, like it comes from the big people overseas. They have to do it, right? So they're going to write the strategy and then they don't know what to do with it, right? But if you are this person in charge of this strategy in that company, well, tend to go see others. First of all, don't build the strategy yourself, just you in your office. Ask others, okay? Where are we going? How can we help you? Because you are going to be the one with the data regarding customer. You are going to be the person knowing them and what they want, the value you can bring them. So take that and go see the others and work together, right? That's a big challenge, we're working together, because culturally, it's not something like like French countries tend to be like siloed, properly siloed. Like this is the boss, this is the employee, this is the rich, this is the poor, like really structured like that way. So we're breaking the silos is one of the biggest challenge for the people in customer experience. It's I keep telling them, you have to be patient, you have to be like resilient and keep going, working. And the education part is a big chunk of people right now working in the domain in Africa, French countries in Africa. Yeah.
You are touching an important topic and you're speaking about education. Could you please share your way of creating this master crisis and doing that? Because you mentioned that in the pre-discussion that they need also to work on a case and so on. And I think this is really very, very important also for the audience.
Yeah, well, so I told you that I do training and I do consultation, but right now I tend to do a lot of education, which is training masterclasses, because of the maturity of the market I'm in right now. There's two group of people, three. The first people that need education is the people who are in charge of customer experience, because most of the time they have been put there. And they're like, okay, what can I do? What am I supposed to do with this customer experience thing? So when I first met them, by default, they're all doing customer service, like complaints, like thing like that, like just the plasters. So I keep telling them, well, you need to go deeper, right? Otherwise, you're going to keep doing this again and again and again. You need to go further, work with the back office to try to change the processes and things like that. So for these people, I created a masterclass, which is a 5-day training where we come and then we learn about everything you should be doing as a person in charge of customer experience, right? I do also have education for the executive committee, because at the end of the day, the person in charge of customer experience might be like knowledgeable. If the executive committee doesn't understand this thing, well, you're not going anywhere, right? So this year I started doing that, trying to meet them at the different meetings and taking a 4 hours, 3 hours, and then deep dive in it specifically for each company. So I personalize it. So what is it for you? Not just giving the training, but asking questions also, trying to make them understand in their own position why it's important, why it can make a difference for them and for the company. Because I tend to tell, like a simple exercise I do with them is I ask them all the time, okay, so today is Monday. During the whole weekend, for sure, you all went out, you did things, but which one of you had a really great customer experience, lived something memorable? And most of the time, there's like only one or even zero person like who has. And I keep telling them, you see, this is what your customers are living. That's exactly that, right? And they're living it with every single one of the company they work with your competitors, everybody is like that. So imagine if you are the one making them remember that they had a great experience with you. How do you think this will affect your company? So it's really a matter of making them understand that not only is it important for the company as a thing, but also as a financial key for them to make the company evolve. So yes, I do this type of training a lot. And that's the key right now, because as long as the executive committee is not embarking, nothing gets done. And I'm pretty sure it's all like that all over the place, right? Not even only in French countries, right?
Yes. And I like the flavor that this discussion is taking, because there is not a lot of people speaking about governance, and you are touching a lot of governance topic, not only training the customer experience manager, but also the committees that take the decision. Oh. You mentioned earlier, create your strategy, not in your office, but go out and so on. Perhaps which are the most important things around CX governance that you are always sharing with your customers?
Build trust. Like, this is the thing I keep telling them again and again and again. Build trust inside the company and build trust with your customers, right? Trust for me is not just because you can have a product that is not for like something, it can be a luxury project, or it can be something from necessity that people have to do. But by building trust, you make sure that they know that you understand what they need. Just that can make them stay with you. I don't know anyone who's been served properly with a company. They understand the needs and then they change company. They don't do that, right? So just like, and when I say it, people think that I'm crazy, but like, it's not that complicated. And it's so simple to do. Like, just the minimum is not there right now, to be honest. Like, just the minimum is not there. So just give them that. They know me. They know what I'm looking for. And I can trust them to deliver. That's it. It's not, that's supposed to be what as a company you do, right? By default.
Yes.
So just start by doing that. I see a lot of people, and I think that's also maybe a reason why CX is not really liked in companies, because I see a lot of CX managers, directors, when they come to they change everything. They change the logos and like, seriously, that's not the main thing you have to do, right? Just go see your customers. What are you looking for? What can we improve first? Do that. And then after, when done all these things, baby steps, then go change the logo, change the colors, change the whatever you want. But start with the main thing the customers are looking for. And
that's very, very important, what you are saying. It's really this governance type of work, working, changing small things. But I think this is also cultural. It's the culture within the company, where to put the focus. Perhaps you have some example that you can share from your customers or from your trainings that you often use, where that people and the audience can leverage.
As I said, like this year when I traveled, I was meeting a committee, right, with the customer experience, for example, a director. We were meeting them and trying to explain what customer experience is, and we keep banging the fact that, well, you don't want us as a company to make revenue, but at the same time, you're asking us to do customer experience. And I was like, why are you putting that in between? You should be putting therefore, okay, we have to do customer experience. Because what is happening right now is the mindset is so into customer service that the people like in charge of customer experience are always working this. It's like a pattern for them to stay on this way of working. So they're going to work on the notoriety of the company. I do understand it's important to do that. But please focus first on what the business is looking for. I had this meeting where the committee was like, yeah, I understand what you're saying about customer experience. But the thing is, right now, everything we're injecting in customer experience is for the B2C customers. But this is not our main target. Our main target is B2B customers. And I was looking at the customer experience director and I said, okay, but why are you not working with your main target? You know? But yes. They're so used to work on B2C and complain and things like that, they don't take the time to focus on what the company is looking for first. Right? So, yeah.
I still have a lot of questions, but taking care of the time, I would like to share and to show that we are learning and applying also what we learn during this podcast. And therefore, I need to ask you these questions. Which was the last memorable experience that you had that's based in your training?
Memorable what?
Memorable experience. You said that you asked this to the committees.
Oh, my God.
And now I ask you.
It's been a long time. Now, it's so difficult for me to feel that I'm... I do have one with my bank, okay? And it's specifically because they implemented AI, okay? And I'm really skeptical when we talk about AI because a lot of companies do it and it's so bad, right? So when I went into my app and I wanted to order some check and I didn't even know the process. And I went there and then the AI pop up and I'm like, oh my God, what is that again? But he asked me the proper questions. How many checks do you want? When do you want them? And he ordered them for me. And I was like, oh my God, seriously? And then this was last year. And since then, I have never ever again called the customer service for this bank. I'm always using the AI because it did answer all of my questions properly for me, right? And that's, it's so rare. Okay. And I'm going to tell it, it's CIBC, this bank. And I really, really love it because it's one of a few banks that I know that implemented AI and it's doing the job correctly, right? Most of the time you stay in the circle again and again, and you're like, please, can I talk to someone? And it's not letting you do it. So yeah, it's 1 year ago. So to tell you, because, well, the fact that I'm also in customer experience, I'm much more touchy, right? So I keep looking into things. Well, I find all the default where we can improve things. So it's difficult for me to have great experience.
But yeah. I really like this example because it's not always the restaurant or the hotel or the airline, bad or positive or negative that it is, yeah. But it's a bank. And for a bank, yeah. it's really difficult to be memorable or remarkable.
Yeah, totally.
We are coming to an end of this discussion or of this game, but
oh, really?
Extra time for the last 3 minutes that we have. Okay. Fast forward, in 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
Oh my God, 10 years is a long time. How people failed with AI. And how it's still affecting everyone, probably, because the way it's been done, and it's going to keep progressing, right? We're going to get more and more AI. I don't see the mindset of people changing about doing it when it's necessary, right? They're mostly doing it because it's cost effective, right? So I'm pretty sure in 10 years, we will still be talking about the fact that, my God, AI is here, but nobody knows exactly how to use it properly.
And what's the best way to contact you?
Well, mostly on LinkedIn. So Julie Tano, I think it's Julie Isabel Tano Larson on LinkedIn, or by going on my website, which is expertcx.ca, which is really easy for people. So yeah, I'm available. Listen to the podcast if you want. I always have a link there. So CX au quotidien, which is in French, probably. So
I really recommend to the audience, if you're speaking French, to follow this podcast, because that's also how I am training my French skills, listening to Julie podcast, and therefore really go there and have a look at it. You will find all the information in the show notes. And now the last question is Julie's golden nugget. It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience with.
The importance of trust, to be honest. I think we don't talk that much about trust because it seems to be like a soft skill, something intangible. But for me, it's so key to create this trust all over your CX function, inside and outside the company. That's for me, it's the key, trust.
Julie, thank you very much for your time. It was a great pleasure to have you on the CX.
It was a pleasure for me as well. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. And to the audience for today, it's everything. Julie, please stay with me. If you like this episode, please share that with your colleagues and listen to Julie podcast. You will find all the information in the show notes. Thank you and bye-bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business. We are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you.